Okay, Judge Conklin.
I'm present.
Miss Fleming.
Present.
Judge Clark.
There she is.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
We can hear you, thank you. Judge Gabe.
I'm here.
Thank you. Judge Getty.
Here.
Judge Hernandez. Judge Kamakarian informed us he'd be absent today. Judge Kelly.
Here.
Judge Losh. Judge Reinhardt. Judge Sachs informed us he'd be absent today. Judge Siebert. Miss Cameron, she informed us she'd be absent today. Mr. Finke also informed us he'd be absent today. Mr. Kim.
He's also going to be absent today.
Yep.
Thank you. Mr. Landry informed us he'd be absent today. Miss Levere.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Riley.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Seal. Mr. Slayton.
I hear.
Mr. Taniguchi. Mr. Yamasaki.
Good afternoon, President.
Our advisory member, Mr. Theodorovich. And our liaison member, Judge Awani.
Okay, and that still gives us a quorum. There's Judge Larch, he's come in, so let's show he's present.
Judge Conklin, I showed up late as well. I apologize. Judge Hernandez here.
Thank you very much. That's
and yes, we have a quorum.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Robert, everybody.
And then it appears that someone from Santa Barbara has joined. I don't know if that's anybody different otherwise.
I thought I was the only one from Santa Barbara.
Yeah. They've now dropped.
There you go. That was fast. Okay, so we do have a quorum. We're good for business. Let's get to it quickly. The motions of May 24th, 2024 that were included in your materials, assuming you've had an opportunity to review those minutes, is there a motion to approve?
Kelly moves.
Motion.
Judge Kelly moved, and I think Judge Larch seconded. Second. So moved and seconded the motions to be approved. Any opposition to the motion? Seeing none, the motion's approved. I'm also noting that David Slayton has joined us. So if I missed that, David, thanks and welcome. And Rose, no public comment for today's meeting?
No, Judge.
Great. So what we're going to do, folks, is flip the agenda a little bit just to get to the informational items that sort of set the tone for the meeting. So we're going to take Zlatko first with the update on the 2024 Budget Act, and I'll turn it over to Zlatko.
Judge Conklin, hopefully all or most of you were able to join the call on Friday. And for those who were not available, I mean, we did send out the memo, and I think the chief's statement is important. Message is that we do our part, but it will be difficult. I mean, so there's no question about that in terms of the budget. It's going to be difficult, you know, across the state. You know, we have to do our part. There are some, you know, while it's a negative budget, there are some, you know, important parts that I always want to emphasize in terms of some core costs, like truck or employees, revenue backfills in the TCTF and our construction program, the funding for self-help. But, you know, there's unfortunately other things that were, you know, are negative about the budget in terms of the $97 million, not getting the fund balance cap increased. The fact that these reductions at this point are ongoing. So there's, you know, a lot, you know, there's what I think the focus has been at the end of the calls on Friday with Shelley and David, thank you for speaking up. It's about assessing impacts and being able to communicate to the governor and the legislature about what these budget reductions mean to access. We've, you know, unfortunately had to go through these exercises. Some CEOs and PJs have not, but others have. And I think that, as Shelley was emphasizing on Friday, really understanding it's not just a mathematical issue of allocating $97 million of reductions. It's what does it mean to access? So again, we'll be focused in on that once we do the work of the council in a couple of weeks, or next Friday, in terms of allocations. We will need to revisit, and we're working with program on the court reporter funding that was initially proposed at $20 million. It was restored in the legislature's version of the budget, and the governor ultimately agreed to keep that $10 million back in to have the funding at 30. We've done good work, but there's already an item going to the council at the 20 level. We need to figure out whether or not we just want to let that move and then do a supplement for the 10. So at least, initial funding is known and going out. So things we need to work with Judge Conklin and Rebecca on, and Chris Belloli, the program person on that court reporter funding. But otherwise, we are looking forward to our budget change proposal submissions for next September, which include amounts for equity and CPI. I think those are important. The JBBC really considered the fiscal condition of the state and really limited the number of items going to the council for consideration. But those are definitely, they were significant priorities of kickback, and they're recognized going through JBBC to the council in the same way. And it's not just about the cost of doing business with CPI addresses, but also the discussions we've had about equity in funding. And so that is also, part of what we've been working with Judge Conklin and Rebecca to get a good work product that will be shared with the chief and in advance of the council meeting. And ultimately, assuming that the council moves forward with the list that JBBC has developed to the Department of Finance for the 25-26 fiscal year. But at this juncture right now, we are working on broadly sort of trying to assess what does it mean to take 97 from the trial courts? What does it mean to take, a commensurate reduction to the Supreme Court, Courts of Appeal, council budget, and then having those conversations with the Department of Finance, because the language says up to in the budget, notwithstanding what instructions the Department of Finance issued yesterday in terms of direction to state departments. They did not include those words. But we do know that is what is in the budget control language. And those are the conversations that Shelley referred to on Friday that she's had about, what are their opportunities for potential, adjustment or not. So we'll see where that goes. But we are going to continue to advocate for, stable funding for you. And to the extent that there's, any changes, we can't make any promises, but we know we're going to be working hard with your support to provide them those impacts to access. So I don't know if there's any questions.
David, I see Slate, your hand is up.
thanks, Judge Conklin. Thanks, Latko. Just two quick questions. I know we have a lot to talk about. One, on the up to language, I know that's in the budget control language. Does that up to language apply to the trial courts as well? Because it appears as if the number was adjusted on the trial courts. Or is that this? Are we in the same boat where it could be less than 7.9?
We have a broad sort of definition on it. It's whether or not the Department of Finance sees it. But from a more technical standpoint, the reason that your number was known is because they had to actually do math.
Sure.
Based on they did a statewide calculation for state operations, which is defined as the council's budget, and the trial courts are defined as local assistance. And sure. So when they ran the drill, local assistance items are not part of that math. So they were doing their own math to come up with the $97 million. But broadly, where we're talking about, the up to is an important qualifier that was added in the budget negotiations. And it's not to promise anything other than we will promise to advocate.
Perfect.
That's important.
Thank you very much. My second question had to do with, and maybe you alluded to this, but I want to see if that's what I interpreted was right. On the at the tickback meeting on court reporter funding, the motion specifically dealt with trying to make sure the distribution goes to courts that can and will be using it. I know that now that the money's been restored, is that still part of the equation that you all are working with?
That's the part where we need to circle back on and determine whether or not, you know, we did have a recommendation at one point at 30 that didn't include that language.
Right.
And then when it became 20, we pulled it back from JBBC, brought it through TIC back, and now it's at the council at the 20 with that language. And so I think your point's important is, you know, do we, since the 30 didn't have that, I don't know if we could just decide to add it. What are the mechanisms of our, you know, our open meetings and processes to do that without being, you know, delaying it unnecessarily, but having to understand the processes that we have.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, David. Any other questions for Zlatko on the budget outlook?
Maybe one other thing I'll say last, just in terms of the budget outlook, because it sort of triggered my mind about that is, you know, the budget is proposed to be balanced in 25-26 and significantly reduces the structural imbalance in the budget in the out years. Doesn't mean that it is not, there's still reserves, there's still a negative in the out years, but it's substantially less. And while we would not want to have, and you know, had to have dealt with these reductions, from a sort of longer term stability perspective, a more, you know, again, I wouldn't want us to have had to face these reductions, but the state dealing with its overall fiscal affairs and health this way compared to what was in the January budget, I think is just better budgeting overall and will hopefully result in a bit more stable budgeting for us as a branch going forward.
Good point, Zlatko. Anybody else? Okay, Zlatko, as always, thanks so much. And you keep us up to date and informed, and that's always appreciated. So we're going to go with our next update or informational item, and that's from Rose to update us on the funds held on behalf of trial court's annual report. I remind you that this is an annual report that we prepare for those courts that are holding funds for ongoing projects, given the modifications to and improvements of those reporting methodologies. Rose is going to update us on how those ongoing projects are coming for the fiscal year 22-23. Rose?
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rose Lane, and I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. This report is to provide the committee with an overview of the Trial Court Trust Fund, funds held on behalf, annual expenditure reporting. It includes projects or planned expenditures not yet complete as of December 2023 and completed projects for fiscal year 22-23. The annual reporting requirement was established by the Council in May of 2022 per the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee's recommendation, which changed the policy from reporting on a quarterly to an annual basis. The report begins on page 22 of your materials. On page 25, Table B provides status on projects or planned expenditures not yet complete, totaling an approved amount of $41.3 million. On page 27, Table C provides completed projects in fiscal year 22-23, and that totals an approved amount of $1.7 million. That concludes our high-level presentation on the informational report, and Budget Services is happy to take any questions you have.
Thanks so much, Rose. Informative and efficient. Any questions for Rose? And again, this is just the updated report that is required to go to the council, so it's presented to you, so you're all aware of that. This is an ongoing project and an ongoing methodology that we use to make sure those courts are coming along appropriately. Any questions or comments on funds held on behalf of? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll move now to our action item. I'm going to turn right back to Rose for this. Rose is, we're always appreciative of the work she does. So this is consideration of the updates to the funding methodology subcommittee work plan. This has gone through FMS already. This is our work plan for the upcoming year. This is just to update you and let all you folks know about the work plan. I will also note that Lee Seal has joined us. So Lee's in if there's anybody else that's joined us who I missed since the roll call, please let us know. But I think we've got everybody in there. But turning now to Rose, Rose, concerning the work plan, go ahead. Thanks.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Again, my name is Rose Lane, and I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. This item is to consider a recommendation from the Funding Methodology Subcommittee, or FMS for short, to update the annual work plan for fiscal year 24, 25, and beyond. On an annual basis, the FMS reevaluates the work plan to guide its efforts to develop and refine the workload formula, as well as other methodologies for approval by the Tri-Core Budget Advisory Committee. The current work plan, as approved in July of 2023, is provided as Attachment 1A on page 8 of your materials. The FMS met on June 18th to review each of the items on the current work plan to determine what updates to be put forth for your consideration today. The FMS recommends the following updates. Remove item 1, the development of an ongoing workload-based methodology for allocation of Court Interpreter Program funding, as the data collected in the Court Interpreter Data Collection System reports a significant decline in the need for video remote interpreting. Additionally, courts are billing each other for cross assignments as needed. Next, move item 2 to fiscal year 24-25. The reevaluation of the court cluster system to provide additional time for the Data Analytics Advisory Committee to review the statewide four cluster model and its criteria. The FMS voted to add item 3 and 4 to the work plan. Item 3 is to consider further refinements to the workload formula policy, including methodologies to allocate future budget reductions and/or the restoration of funding that had previously been reduced due to budget shortfalls. And item 4 is the reevaluation of the Tri-Core minimum operating and emergency fund balance policy to determine if the policy should be repealed at a future time based on state level emergency reserve and the fund balance cap. This policy has been suspended since fiscal year 2012-13. The FMS voted to retain item 6 on the work plan. This will continue to provide the base funding floor courts with a method to request funding augmentations as needed to support core operations. And then lastly, the FMS voted to retain item 7 on the work plan, which is an annual review of the workload formula ARP submissions received, which is consistent with council policy. The proposed work plan for fiscal year 24-25 for your consideration and approval today is provided as Attachment 1D on page 21 of your materials. So this concludes our presentation. I'll now pass it back over to Judge Conklin.
Rose, thanks so much. So open to questions, reminding everybody this is where we intend to go. Obviously, we're not going to address any of these substantive items today, but this is where the work ahead of us lays, especially for FMS. We recognize it's an aggressive and challenging agenda, but we're, I don't know if looking forward to it is the right word, but we're preparing and moving forward. But with that, I want to give time for questions concerning the work plan. Okay. I don't see any hands or any concerns or any comments. We'd scheduled this for a half hour long meeting, but we wanted to provide plenty of time for anybody that has any thoughts here. And if there are any. Okay, I don't see any. Is there a motion to approve the work plan?
I'm sorry.
I'll defer to David.
Yamasaki moves to approve the work plan.
And Fleming seconds, and I would just like to add in, I want to thank the FMS team for capturing some of the concerns of the committee and the other courts and incorporating that into their plan.
Thank you. Thanks, Rebecca, and I appreciate that comment. All the FMS members, we've had some very vibrant meetings, a lot of appropriate comments made. Chad's not with us today, but Chad is one of the moving forces behind this as well, and I want to acknowledge all the work he's done and everybody on the committee. I appreciate it. So it's been moved and seconded that the FMS work plan be approved. It's now open for additional comments or questions.
Oh, for a minute. Rebecca knows that. I think that it's become the work plan, but it started as the parking lot. And it goes back to the beginning days, back in, you know, the fall and winter of 2012 and going into 2013, and really was the foundation for reinvestment in the trial courts coming out of the Great Recession. The workload formula was, but we knew that there were refinements that were needed. There were things that were just not deal breakers on the model, but needed to be looked at. And so just for context, the FMS work plan is to address and look at those kinds of things. We know there's been a lot of discussion about methodologies, you know, over the years. And so the FMS work plan is that open space to put important items for the committee to consider as a sort of the core issue of TICBAC is developing allocation methodologies. And so if you all have ideas, looking forward, we're more, we want to hear those and be brought to, sort of future work plans. So just to give some of the newcomers a little bit of context as to where this comes from, and give Rebecca credit for all the work she did on WAFM and David, and they all know what that parking lot became.
The famous WAFM parking lot. Yes. Yep. Thanks, Lutko. All right, hearing no additional comments, the motion's been moved and seconded. So I'm going to follow the typical practice if there's no objection and simply call for any objections or abstentions for the motion to approve the FMS work plan. Hearing none, seeing none, then as the chair, I'm going to deem the FMS work plan unanimously approved. That gives us plenty of time in the meeting, folks. I know you want to get to lunch. I'll just update you. So council is a week from Friday, the 12th, Zlatko and I will be at council just to move these items forward. Final numbers are still, policy is not changing. So that's, the policy's gone from us to JBBC to the council, but math within that policy, obviously, given the budget that just coming out, as Budget Services always does, and they're so good at just final breakdowns of all these numbers, those numbers will come out and be presented to the council next Friday. Looking forward to that. Hopefully getting to a little bit cooler part of the state. Hopefully it won't be 114 in San Francisco next week. But if anybody wants to come to Fresno and visit, you're more than welcome. We'll just bring some cool weather with you. But the invitation always stands. It's so good to see everybody. Enjoy your 4th. Be safe. Thanks for all your work. Rose, when is our next TICBAC meeting?
It'll be September 26th.
Okay, so a bit off. Enjoy your summer, folks. And as Lako said, in the interim, if any of you have concerns, Rebecca and I are an email away and more than happy to address those concerns as we move forward. Thank you all so much for your time. Great to see you. Have a great 4th. Everybody take care.
Happy 4th.